Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning at a very appropriate time, which we'll get to in just a moment, Stephanie Taylor, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Great to have you with us, as always. I know you've visited with us on the show several times, and some of your predecessors have been here, too. We've been having news stories and shows and whatnot about the Alzheimer's Alliance for many years now, and always glad to get an update. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Stephanie, November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month and National Caregivers Month, which is why it makes it extra special for you to be in here. I know this is a time when you really want to give a big push to Alzheimer's and caregivers awareness. So glad to have you right smack dab in the middle of November.
Yeah, thank you. This is a great month where we can raise awareness about Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias, as well as what caregivers need and have to go through as they're going through such a difficult journey. A lot of times, caregivers' health is often worse than a person living with dementia because they have to take care of themselves and someone else. And so we also want to recognize the caregivers and the amazing and tireless work that they do this month.
You bet. Now tell us about the Alzheimer's Alliance. Just a quick review, who you are and what you do and how you do it.
Yeah, so we're a local and independent nonprofit. So our board of directors are people right here from Tyler, Smith County, East Texas that live in this community. And our purpose is to provide life-changing support to persons living with dementia and their caregivers. So we provide direct services, supportive services, education, awareness, care, support for anyone who's going through any form of dementia. And we'll talk about the different types here in a little bit. But we just want to make sure that people know that they can reach out to us at any time and that we will come alongside them through this difficult journey.
You bet. And where are you? Why, you're at 211 Winchester Drive, where you've been for many, many years. The phone number is 903-509-8323. You can email info@allsalliance.org. Website is allsalliance.org with a www dot in front of it, and Facebook is your most active social medium, and lots going on your Facebook page. You update it pretty regularly, so people would do well to check that. And your office hours, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30, Friday from 8:30 to 4, in case people just want to drop on by and chat and visit and learn how they can help themselves or their loved ones who are affected by dementia. Another thing we want to get out of the way early on, there is another organization called the Alzheimer's Association. I understand they're based in Dallas, and I know just from the information we've been getting here at the radio station, they've been increasing their presence in both Tyler and in Longview with Alzheimer's walks the last couple of years. And we want to talk about them because they're a great complement to what you do, but we don't want people to think that it's the same organization.
Absolutely. So the Alzheimer's Association, their vision is a world without Alzheimer's, and which is an amazing vision. And they do a lot of, they fund most of the research across the nation, research, education globally, advocacy at the national level. So just a great organization. Our vision is to provide life-changing support to persons living with dementia right here in Smith County. And so we are a supportive service organization that's local and part of the Tyler and Smith County and East Texas community. So again, two very different services. We don't fund research. We want to make sure that people in our community have supportive services. And then the Alzheimer's Association focuses mostly on research, education, and advocacy on that national and global level.
And we need you both.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You bet. Now, what is Alzheimer's versus dementia? Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, and a lot of folks have a tendency to just kind of lump it all together, and it's not quite that simple. There are different kinds of dementia, and you work with all of them.
We do. So dementia is more of a group of symptoms. So confusion, memory loss, problems with words or speaking and writing, those are all types of symptoms that can be categorized as dementia. So if you go to your physician's office and you present with these symptoms, confusion, memory loss that's impacting your everyday life, you might be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common cause of dementia symptoms. Others include Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia. One that I have just recently come to learn a little bit about, Binswanger's dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So even though Alzheimer's is in our name, because that's the most common type, we want to support and serve any family that's going through any struggle with dementia, whether it's diagnosed or not diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie Taylor, our guest this morning from the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month and National Caregivers Month, and we're going to talk in a little bit about some of the activities that Alzheimer's Alliance has going on in that regard. Now, the incidence of Alzheimer's and related dementias is increasing rapidly, so everybody really needs to be aware of the disease, right?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that right here in East Texas, we can help reduce the stigma so that people who are living with dementia in our community are able to get quality care, the support they need. They're able to still be members of society and go out to restaurants. You know, we've been working with the Chamber of Commerce on dementia-friendly Tyler. Mm-hmm. Back in March, we were recognized as only the second city in the state of Texas as dementia-friendly. The other is Fort Worth. So we're really proud of that. We want people who are going through this difficult journey not to feel isolated and not to feel alone, but to feel like they can still be part of our community. And so we want to really raise that awareness and let people know what we're doing and reduce the stigma of the disease. And then, you know, to also, because the incidence is growing so quickly, really make people aware of brain health and having memory screenings, just like you would get your blood pressure checked. We have memory screenings where you can get a baseline, and then each year, every 2 years, you can come back and see how you compare against your baseline.
Okay, and anybody can come in and get a memory screening, and it's actually free, right?
It's free of charge. We have a social worker in our office who conducts those memory screenings. They are not diagnostic. It is just a screening. And it probably takes about 20 minutes.
Okay. Any other details you want to share about how it works, or just maybe the basics, and people can come in and learn more if they want
to? Yeah, they can come in. They can schedule a time to come in. They can walk in, and we can get them registered. If they have concerns about early signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, we do have an amazing partnership with the University, UT Tyler, and it's called the Memory Assessment and Research Center.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually do the full diagnostic assessment, cognitive assessments, and they also do research on people having a baseline memory screening and brain health. So it's an amazing partnership. That assessment is a full assessment, so that takes all day, and you do have to have a scheduled time. But because of our wonderful donors, that's also free of charge. And usually that full assessment costs about $1,500. So that's an amazing benefit to our community.
You bet. We talked a little bit about the purpose of the Alliance at the beginning of the show, but I think it's important to emphasize that you are dedicated to providing life-changing support. I think that really brings it home. You don't just want to help people. You want to change lives.
That's right. You know, it's so easy, and we see it so often, that someone gets a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and their family members become their caregivers, and it becomes very difficult for them to go to the grocery store, to go to a restaurant, and so they become very isolated.
Yeah.
The incidence of depression and anxiety in mm-hmm. caregivers, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of times caregivers' health is worse than the person living
right.
with dementia. And
yeah.
so we want to make sure that the support we provide can change that situation. We want every day to be the best day that it can be for persons living with dementia and their caregivers, because it is such a difficult journey.
You bet. A number of different things that you do. As we visit with Stephanie Taylor, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, a number of different things that you do. And before I go there, let's just kind of go ahead and repeat some of the contact info. The website is www.allsalliance.org, 211 Winchester Drive in Tyler, phone number 903-509-8323. Stephanie, of course, Stephanie Taylor, our guest this morning, the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, and I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. And, gee, that was a mouthful. Why don't I let you talk for a minute, first of all, about life-changing support. Project Lifesaver, that's something you've been doing for a good while and still very important component of your work.
We have. I mean, almost weekly we see in the news that someone has wandered away or driven away and got lost or confused. You know, most recently, the man who passed away in the Gregg County area that had dementia. You know, so Project Lifesaver is life-changing support. It's life-saving support. So this is a partnership with Smith County Sheriff's Office and other local law enforcement. It's a location bracelet. It uses radio transmission, and it can track people and help locate people who may wander away from home. Mm-hmm. About 70% of people with Alzheimer's wander. So, you know, we want it to be something that helps give the family peace of mind. You know, whether they've ever wandered away or not, they may at any given time. And so just another, again, peace of mind and a great partnership with our local law enforcement to help locate very quickly someone who's living with dementia who may wander away. We would love to see more participants in this program. I think it's a very underutilized service that we provide, and hopefully could reduce the number of news reports we see of people wandering away and having long 7-hour searches or finding people who have passed is really difficult. So it's a wonderful program, and we hope people will utilize it.
All right, and you can find out more by calling that number, 903-509-8323, or info@allsalliance.org if you want to do it by way of email. You also do case management, counseling, education, and it's specialized care planning, meaning that all of this is individualized one-on-one.
Correct. So anyone that has a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or related dementia is welcome to come in our office. Our social worker had 5 family members in the office last week, so anyone is welcome. And we can look at your situation and do some individualized planning with you. We can do some individualized education based on the type of dementia that your loved one may have. Someone with Lewy body dementia may have a very different journey than someone with Alzheimer's disease. You know, a lot of times it becomes not safe for the person living with dementia to be at home. And so we help discuss planning for memory care communities and what that will look like, or in-home respite. We do have a respite scholarship program that's part of our individualized planning. So we can scholarship in-home respite so that families can use that time where they don't have to worry about money or who's going to pay for the respite and get a plan together for long-term care. We also have respite in a memory care community so that families can see what it might be like. Or maybe they have to go out of town, or maybe the caregiver needs a medical procedure. We can help place a person living with dementia in a memory care community, and the Alliance scholarships up to 10 days in that community. So just a wonderful supportive program. Again, it would be in-home respite or respite in a memory care community.
Okay, now talking about respite care, what exactly is respite care? It's so important. We talked about caregivers. Yeah. This is National Caregivers Month, as well as being Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So let's get into that a little more deeply.
Yeah. And, you know, before I talk about what is respite care, clarifying who is a caregiver. We have to do that sometimes,
yes,
too. So we refer to caregivers, so there are paid caregivers in memory care or people that may come into your home and provide care. And then there are family caregivers, so spouses, daughters, sons, brothers, sisters. So anyone, when we talk about caregivers, that's anyone providing care. Respite care, I know that that's an interesting word, but it's a time when caregivers can get a break. They could go grocery shopping, doctor's appointment, socialize, just without having to worry about their loved one living with dementia. So again, we can do that on an in-home scholarship or in a memory care community. And then we also have our terrific Tuesday and Thursday day club, and that's a respite care program as well. So every Tuesday at Marvin Church and every Thursday at our office, the Alzheimer's Alliance, we offer day club from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right.
We do breakfast, lunch, and have a lot of great memory-enhancing activities, socialization. So it's a program for the person living with dementia, but it also offers that respite 2 days a week.
You bet. Stephanie Taylor, Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And we're going to talk a little bit more later in the show about how people can support the Alzheimer's Alliance. But right now, as far as volunteers are concerned, which is, of course, an important piece of that, you really especially need volunteers for this terrific, I guess, the Thursday Day Club is the one where you really need them the most, right?
We do. We just added at our Thursday Day Club about a year ago. So that program is still growing. So we do need more volunteers for that program. We really like to have one volunteer for every day club friend that participates in the program. And that's the best scenario, is the one-on-one interaction. So then they have a friend that sits with them and goes with them throughout the day, and that's wonderful. So we worked with Junior League of Tyler and received a grant to add Thursday as our extra day, so that we're able to offer 8 hours of day club respite instead of just the four that we were doing for many, many years. So yeah, we couldn't do it without our volunteers. We usually have about 25 day club participants, which would require about 25 volunteers every time we have day club.
Okay, and we'll talk a little bit more about volunteers and donations and other types of support a little bit later on in the show. There's a quote here: taking my husband to day club has helped me relieve the stress I incur every day. It helps with our finances, as I have to have a sitter 2 days a week for my doctor and dental appointments, physical therapy, shopping, and errands. The best part is that he looks forward to day club and says it is the biggest event of my week. And that's a heck of a testimonial right there. I just had to put that on the radio. Now, caregiving over the holidays. Everybody knows that this time of year creates a lot of joy and excitement, but it can also create some serious issues for people depending on the situation they're in.
Yeah, so we really encourage people to think about caregiving differently over the holidays. A lot of decorations, a lot of people, a lot of noise can really cause some negative behaviors in someone who's living with dementia. And you have to kind of remember that they're already living with daily confusion and an inability sometimes to express what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so just remembering over the holidays to kind of keep the decorations minimal. Don't rearrange furniture. You know, a lot of people move their furniture around to put up a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Try to not rearrange furniture. Try to keep the visits to your house minimal, maybe small groups of family members and multiple visits. Just, you know, there's some great tips out there. We'll post them on our Facebook page of caregiving over the holidays. And then, you know, the biggest thing over the holidays is we have a lot of people call us in January and say, I just realized that mom's having some memory loss issues. Mm. Or So really paying attention to what's going on when with your family members, especially since you spend a lot of time together at this time of the year, and know that we're here to help no matter what that situation is.
Okay. This is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, of course, and you've had several activities already. On November 6th, you had a dementia care certificate course, which I believe you're going to be repeating pretty soon. And then Friday, November 15th, we had the Dementia 101 lunch and the virtual dementia tour, which we're also going to be talking about in just a moment. And as I also said earlier, you've stretched Alzheimer's Awareness Month into December a little bit.
We did.
And let's go ahead and get started with that, specifically under the heading of education. And let's start by talking about that TJC certificate program. Couple of, at least, I think, maybe one more opportunity to take advantage of that before the end of the year?
So we partnered with Tyler Junior College on a dementia care certificate program. And we offer two classes per semester. So like you said, we had one in November. We've got one coming up on December 18th. And, you know, this is a great course for paid caregivers. So people who are working in memory care communities or in home care agencies, great for them. But also an amazing opportunity for family caregivers and people living at home. So some of the things that we talk about in that TJC class and that they learn is, you know, how to communicate with someone who is living with a form of dementia, because those communication techniques are very different than someone who doesn't have a brain disease. They get to do the virtual dementia tour. The virtual dementia tour is an amazing learning opportunity where you actually do a hands-on learning experience that simulates what it might be like to live with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about basic caregiving tips. You know, a great one, and I'm just going to pull this out, is bathing without a battle. Showering, having someone who's living with dementia take medications, that's often a real struggle. And so this course teaches those different skills and strategies to use. And so you can register online on TJC's website. The tuition is $163. It's a 7-hour certificate program, so you do get a certificate. But because of an amazing donor, the Alliance is able to offer scholarships for that. So if anyone wants to participate and they need a scholarship to cover their tuition, they just call the office and we'll get them an application and we'll get them registered for the class.
Great. Stephanie Taylor, Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Also under the heading of education, you have on December 6th something called Normal versus Not Normal Aging.
Yes, this is taught by our community education director. She's a licensed master social worker, Luann Harms. This is a great class. It does have some caregiving emphasis on it, but it really talks about what is normal aging and what is not normal aging. You know, a lot of times the idea is in society is that memory loss is normal. Mm-hmm. And it's not, depending on the types of symptoms and the way that it's impacting your life. And so that's a great class. Anyone can come. We offer a light lunch. It's on a Friday. And we just ask that you call the office to register so that we know you're coming and we have lunch available for you.
Okay. And if you want to call the office, let me give that phone number out again. It is 903-509-8323. I'm used to
That's
all those
correct.
Old 595 numbers from when I first moved to East Texas. 903-509-8323. You're at 211 Winchester Drive. More info at www.allsalliance.org. And I know you do monthly workshops, and I just want to mention that briefly because the show is moving along pretty quickly this morning, and we have some other things that we want to cover. I guess I'd like to suggest that if they want to know more about your monthly workshops, they just give you a call or check you out online, shoot you a quick email, and I'm
That'd
sure you'll
be
have
great.
A lot of information for them.
And in December, the 1st of December, we'll have all of our dates set for 2020.
Okay, wonderful. Community support. We alluded to this a couple of times earlier in the show, and we talked about the need for volunteers, specifically with a Thursday Day Club. But you can use volunteers all the time in different areas, can't
you? Absolutely. We have event volunteers. We have office volunteers. We have our day club volunteers. So we can really just plug people in where they feel like their talents can best be utilized. We couldn't do what we do without volunteers. We have five full-time staff and three part-time staff. So, you know, we really want to, we serve thousands and thousands of families each year, and we want to continue being able to do that as the need for our services grows. So we really rely on those volunteers and the community support for that.
And giving financial support. Of course, people can donate online. They can attend special events that you have. I know in September you had the Butterfly Hope Luncheon with Joan London as the keynote speaker, and you're already getting ready for the one that's coming up next year. We may have time to get into that a little bit more deeply, but at least we can put a little bug in people's ears about that one. There are several different ways to give. Holiday giving is one option. Monthly giving, as far as financial donations are concerned, and they can also donate supplies.
Yeah, so, you know, we want people to know, as we said earlier, we're a local and independent nonprofit. So we depend on community support to continue to provide our services. So 100% of their funds stay local. We have a local board, as I mentioned earlier. So holiday giving, there's a lot of great ways to give over the holidays. So Amazon Smile. If you're buying on Amazon, log into Amazon Smile. That's all you have to do, and choose the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County when you make your purchases, and they donate a portion back to us.
All right.
So just an easy way to give. Giving Tuesday is December 3rd, so that's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So you've got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday.
One right after the other.
One right after the other.
Yeah.
So Giving Tuesdays, you know, really, as you go through the holidays, you know, just remembering that that organizations out there like ours really need community support, and you can make a donation in honor of someone, and we can send them a card for their holiday gift. I think that's such a nice thing. I did it one year for all my family members, and I feel like they enjoyed that more than sometimes getting a physical gift. So that's an amazing thing that we can do and really fun.
Okay. Monthly giving, another option?
Monthly giving. $40 per month would provide a scholarship for someone to come to Day Club. So, you know, most of us spend $40 a month on coffee.
I'm sure we spend at least that much around here.
So, but that would provide a significant scholarship for someone to attend our day club. And we can draft that monthly. It's very easy to do and would be amazing. $100 a month would provide scholarships for three families to receive Project Lifesaver bracelets. Again, you're potentially saving someone's life or preventing a really negative outcome for $100 a month. And then we have our Memory Maker Leadership Circle. So that's a year-end tax-deductible donation of $1,000 or more. And that's a great group of community givers that have really committed to supporting the Alliance and the services that we provide. And so we, you know, want to invite people to join that group in our Memory Maker Leadership Circle.
All right. And supplies, specifically for the Day Club program, I understand?
Yeah. So as you can imagine, with about 50 people twice a week, we go through a lot of supplies. So, you know, help us stock our shelves. Give supplies. You can order them online and have them sent to the office. You can drop them by. If you're at Sam's, pick up an extra thing of coffee and drop it by. Our day club participants drink a lot of coffee. But, yeah, so just simple things. Paper towels, styrofoam plates, napkins, trash bags, coffee, cups. You know, anything that you can think of, we would love to have.
Okay, getting down to the last minute of the show with Stephanie Taylor from the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County. You also have support groups. You can go online
to
get more information about the ones in Smith County and elsewhere. You put out newsletters. You can get on the mailing list. There's a great resource library at the Alzheimer's Alliance office on Winchester Drive. And what do you know? That's just about all the time we have today. So let me just kind of sum up a little bit. We've been visiting with Stephanie Taylor, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, 211 Winchester Drive, 903-509-8323. The website is www.allsalliance.org, and you are on Facebook. Stephanie, we're out of time, but thanks so much during this very important awareness month for sharing about the Alzheimer's Alliance.
Thank you.
You bet. Stephanie Taylor, Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next week on In Focus.